No.
No.
Who's Rainy?
Hey, sweetheart. Hey.
Where are you?
Sweetie, I had that deal at the office. You know that big deal I've been telling you about? Well, I couldn't leave.
Alan, I'm tired of your excuses.
Sweetie, I promise. I won't do it again. I'll head home here in just a little bit. I promise. I won't do it again.
You know Emery's already asleep. You didn't see him when you left, and now you're not going to see him before he went to bed. Is this the way you want to live your life?
Sweetie, I'm sorry. I promise this won't happen again. I promise.
Goodbye. How many of you have had that call? I'm sweating. I mean, my neck is like hot hearing that. It just hurts my heart. Guys, how many of you have missed something really important in your life recently because you stayed at the office for 15 more minutes? Guys, we can't get that time back. When it's gone, it is gone. When your kids go to bed and they don't see you at night, that's one less night they didn't see you before you got home. So we're going to open this class up. I did that exercise because that's how I want you to think about this class, is what is stealing your time? We're going to write them up on the board, and we're going to make sure that we address everything in your life right now that's stealing your time. All right, so let's start brainstorming. Who's got some stuff that's stealing their time right now?
Clients.
What was that? Clients. Clients, okay. Tough clients, right?
Staff.
Quick
deadlines and offers.
Okay, timelines. Okay. What else? Is email stealing your time? Whew.
Marketing, you know, Facebook, social media.
Social media, okay. Anything else we need to put on this list? Because we're going to address all these today. We're going to make sure that we give you a system to take care of all of these things.
Dinners and, like, happy hours, too many in 1 week.
A lot of appointments, right? A lot of obligations, overcommitment.
Daily call, prospecting.
I hope that's not a time sucker.
I hope, yeah. Still, it's like, if you don't get it done, I'm staying at the office to get it done.
Right, yeah. So just trying to get everything done in your schedule in one day, right?
7 days a week.
Oh, okay. So not saying no, right?
The clients that don't work within your parameters as far as your hours.
Whose fault is that?
Ours.
Okay, so client, he said clients that don't work in my parameters. But whose fault is it when our clients suck our time? It's our time. It's our fault, right? Because we're not setting the expectation. How many of you, when you meet with a client, you say, this is my start time, and this is my go-home time, and this is my day off? How many of you have that? If you don't implement that, is there a doctor that works 24/7? He's saving lives. Guys, we're selling real estate, for crying out loud. We are not the emergency fire department. We are not the heart surgeon that's going to give somebody life, although we all think we're that important. And I'm not trying to be ugly, but guys, our egos get way out of check sometimes, especially when we're busy. And as Rick said from the stage this morning, the momentum's going. So we're all getting busy. So everything that we've been trained to do, systems, structure, time management, all those things we're going to talk about today are going out the window. I know I've been connected to my cell phone the last couple of days more than I ever have. I told Rita, I'm so nervous. And she said, change your message and let it go. The only reason I have my phone is because I had to call Alan today, but for our little skit. But it's true, guys. All those bad habits start creeping back in, and they start stealing our time, all right? So I want you to take out your piece of paper. We are on page 141 in the book. And before you can think about fixing all these things, you have to figure out what you're worth. Now, has everybody recently done their taxes? Yeah? Okay, so everybody's recently done their taxes. So I want you to write that number down. What was your net taxable income? Net taxable income for 2013. Write that number down. Okay? So you just did your taxes. How much money did you make? Selling real estate. Now I want you to take that number and divide it by 12, because there's 12 months in a year. So let's say if you made 120, we're going to divide that by 12, so our net income per month is $10,000. Everybody follow me on the exercise. Okay. Now you know you make $10,000 a month. Now divide that by 160. That's how many hours technically you should work in a month. 4 weeks in a month, 40 hours a week. So your net taxable divided by 12 months divided by 160 hours. Patrick, what's your number? So you're worth $205 an hour. That's what you just told me. How many times are you doing stuff that's not worth $205 an hour?
At least 2 hours per day.
So you're willing to give up about $500 a month? Because if you are, just write me the check now. I'll take it. Right?
Yeah.
You got to start thinking like that. Guys, when you are losing money, you got to put a dollar figure on it. When's it going to affect you a little more? When it has a number on it? So David, what's your number? I'm coaching you right now. What's your number? Okay, so you're $60 an hour. You can hire an RP1 for less than $60 an hour, correct? Okay. Holly, what's your number? Not there yet. So about $150 an hour. You do a lot at $150 an hour, right? Yeah, so guys, you got to think about that. So today when we're talking about this class, I want to make sure that you know what your value is.